Amen. Well, I'm looking at the title of my message. That's an interesting choice for a song. Now, in the first chapter of Genesis, God divided the light. Oh, junior church, go ahead. All right, there you go. Thank you. They'll just sit there, too. Like, nah, we're not moving. All right. Pretty soon you guys have a brand new room down there. God divided the light from the darkness. You know, every day has light and darkness, doesn't it? Over in the first chapter of Scripture. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So God divides the light from the darkness. Every day gives us darkness and light. We just passed the shortest day of the year, didn't we, on the 21st? And now we should be getting a little bit more daylight. And hopefully it gets a little brighter every day. But in a spiritual application, let's look at our text, Romans chapter 13 and verse number 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. The Bible says here that there is a spiritual application of light and darkness. There are works of darkness. There are works that are not from God. There are ungodly works. There are sinful works. And then as a child of God, we should put on the armor of light. There's a contrast. There's a big difference. There's a big difference between, we use a little phrase, don't we? Oh, it's a difference of night and day, right? And there's a difference of night and day between the works of darkness and the armor of light. Let's look at a few things this morning to start. Look back to 1 John chapter number 1, back in the end of your Bible. 1 John chapter number 1. And if you need a Bible, there's probably one somewhere. Does anyone need a Bible? I think we have a few. Who has an extra Bible there kicking around? Anybody? There's one in the pew there. Okay, an extra Bible. Anybody need one? All right, there's one over there. Just if you need a Bible, just raise your hand and we'll get you one. I want you to see what's going on here. John, 1 John chapter number 1. All right, great. Thank you. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hand, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested that we have, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message that we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is what? Light. God is light, and in him is no what? No darkness at all. So God is light. He is perfection. He is light in the ultimate sense, and there's no darkness in God. So God is light. He's the opposite of darkness. Look on to verse number 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, God, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So if we say that we know God, I know God and I fellowship with God, but we're walking in darkness, that's opposite of what the Bible says is true. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So because God is light, when we accept Christ as our Savior, we are children of light, and we ought to put on the armor of light and walk with God and fellowship with God and not fellowship in darkness. Look at the next verse. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So God is light, and our fellowship with God as we walk in light, guess what that does? It gives us friends. As we walk with God in the fellowship of God's company, others who are fellowshipping with God, walking in the light, will be our friends, and that ought to be our basis from which we choose our friends. If our friends know Christ and they're walking in the light, then it's a good person to have as a friend, by and large. That's a general rule of thumb, because they're walking in the light, they're living for God, they're not walking in darkness. So our fellowship with as we walk with God in the light gives us our friends. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. So we said God is what? Light. We established that from the scripture. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Just like you have day, you have night. Just like you have one on one spectrum, you have one on the other end of the spectrum. And we find here in Ephesians chapter 6 in verse number 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the what? Darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan is the prince of darkness. He is the prince and power of the air. He is the prince of darkness. His kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. Now, upon salvation, we are translated from darkness to light. Look at Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. And verse number 12. Page 929, Brother Les. You got it. Good. All right. Thank you. Brother Les and I have the same Bible, so sometimes he helps me, sometimes I help him, right? Colossians chapter number 1, and look at verse number 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we find here that upon salvation, we are translated from darkness to light. Doesn't it feel good? Didn't Jesus say to the religious lost crowd, ye are of your father, the devil? And they were religious, and they went to church, and they did things that we would, they did things way, like, extreme. I mean, they even memorized the Old Testament. I mean, things like that. And Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. And when they trust Christ as their Savior, we no longer have the devil as our father. Who's our father? God is our father. So we go from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. We're translated from one kingdom to another, from one king to the King of Kings. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, make today that day. Living in darkness is no way to live, because one day it will bring you to eternal darkness in the lake of fire and brimstone. Can you imagine leaving this world, whatever way it takes you? Can you imagine? We saw some car accidents yesterday, and thankfully I think everybody was okay. But can you imagine leaving in some tragic way and not knowing Christ as your Savior and waking up and the tragedy has just begun, burning with fire in the devil's hell, because we've never taken the time to understand I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. That Savior is Jesus Christ. He died for me. He was buried and he rose again. I will trust him to take me to heaven, being translated from the prince of darkness to the King of Kings, being translated from the darkness of eternity to the light. The Lamb is the light of heaven for eternity. So if you don't know Christ as your Savior, make that today. That'd be a good way to start a brand new year, wouldn't it? Look at Colossians 1, verse number 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. We read verse 12. We read verse number 13. Verse number 13. Look at verse number 19. For it pleased the Father that in him Christ should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and that which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I'm trying really hard not to wear these glasses, all right? So they're here, but they're going to stay there as long as they can, all right? Now, it's a pride thing. It's terrible. Now, the Bible says here that before we trusted Christ, did you see our condition? Our condition was we were wicked in our minds, enemies in our minds, verse 21, by wicked works. We were alienated from God because before we knew Christ, we only knew darkness. We might try to do something good, but the Bible says our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And so we have a wicked heart. We dwell in darkness. Satan is the prince of darkness. He is our master. He controls us. And when we come to Christ, that darkness is gone. And now we have light, and God is light. And we are to walk in the light. But even walking in the light is a choice. As a Christian, we are to put on the armor of light. Verse 13 of Romans 13. Let us, verse number 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Just like you got dressed this morning, you had to make a conscious choice. What am I going to wear? What am I going to wear? So you went into your closet and you found the clothes that you are wearing today. Hopefully you didn't sleep in them, all right? But you found the clothes. Some of them look like we slept in them, right? You found the clothes that you were going to wear, and you picked them out, and maybe you set them out last night, and you had to put them on. Just like that, we are to put on the armor of light. Why are we to do this? Let me give you the first thought. Because of the urgency of the time. Verse 12, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. The Bible says in verse number 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The Bible says here, it is time to wake up. It is time to say, okay, I am going to be awake. I am going to be engaged. I am going to pay attention to what's going on. I'm going to listen to God. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. What time is it? It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and serve the Lord. You know, there are some this morning who are slumbering and sleeping. Many Christians are slumbering. I know you're not because we're here. But those people woke up late. Hi, how you doing? You're still in your PJs, huh? We're glad you're here. All right. I'm kind of jealous, but listen, they're watching online, all right? Okay. But you know, we're it's time to wake up and serve the Lord. It's time that everybody just dropped off, right? See you later. Don't. We need you, okay? It's time to wake up and serve God. Many Christians are slumbering. Many are asleep at the wheel. It's a wonder. You know, it's a wonder that even the trump of God will wake them up someday. Well, that trump of God's going to be loud, isn't it? It's a wonder that the voice of the archangel will wake them up. They're slumbering. Listen, it's nothing new. They're slumbering when it's time to pray. Jesus had that problem with three of the greatest people in the Bible, Peter, James, and John. So listen, if you're sleeping, just slap yourself, all right? The person next to you sleeping, slap them. No, don't do that, okay? But Jesus had that problem with his disciples. If they're bigger than you, don't do that, okay? He said, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? He went into the garden to pray. It was just before his betrayal. It was just before his crucifixion. It was just before he would bear our sins in his body on the tree. It was just before he'd bear the sins of the world. And here he is, and he's asking his disciples, pray with me, and they fall asleep. They slumbered. Many are slumbering when it's time to pray. Many are slumbering. What time is it? It's time to wake up. Many are slumbering when it's time to sing praises to God and worship him. You know, we come to church and it's amazing. People have been saved for 20 years and they don't even know the words to Amazing Grace. They sit there like, and they count the lights in the chandelier, right? Like, I used to count ceiling tiles, so don't feel bad, right? So, count, and then I learned to do multiplication. I'm like, okay, that was easy. Now you can count bricks. And I count bricks, and like, oh yeah, that one, yeah, that, there's some over there. But we shouldn't slumber. Hey, when it's time to sing, you ought to have that what's that thing called? That by your tonsils, right? Is that a hippoglottis? I don't know. No, it's that little thing goes. It's like a rooster, all right? A thing in the back of your neck, right? So you have that thing going, coming out of there, hitting the person in front of you. You ought to be singing. Man, if we're singing something that's in the hymn book, it's a song about Jesus. It's a song about salvation. It's a song about God. It's a song about heaven. Man, when you come to church, wake up and sing. Now, I wasn't looking around, so I don't know who was singing and who wasn't, okay? So it's nothing personal. But if it's you, wake up and sing. All right, wake up and pray. Wake up and serve God. While the whole world is lost in the darkness of sin, it's time to wake up and witness. Hey, think about this. Our neighbors are in jeopardy of eternal fire without Christ if they're not saved. What time is it? It's time to wake up and witness. It's time to wake up because our coworkers are in danger of perishing in a godless eternity in a devil's hell if they don't know Christ as their Savior. Hey, wake up and tell them about Christ. How about our family? Do you have any family members that are, oh, I know, they just don't want to hear it anymore. Okay, pray for them. Witness to them. They need to wake up and be saved. How about our friends? Wake up and tell a friend who doesn't tell their friend about Jesus is no friend at all. Well, I'd be embarrassed. Well, then you got the wrong friend. Well, I'm glad somebody told me about Christ, aren't you? Hey, we've got some new converts here this morning. Matthew, I'm glad you got saved. Praise God, man. Best thing that happened. That's exciting, isn't it? Somebody told somebody about Christ, and they get saved. Boy, that's exciting. Our salvation is nearer than when we believe. Verse number 11. You know, I am 50 years closer to heaven than I was the day I got saved. Boy, that goes quick, doesn't it? I mean, it's just like, shoo. Where did the time go? We're nearer to heaven than when we trusted Christ. And it's time to wake up and say, okay, I'm putting on a lot of mileage and I want something for my mileage. I want to do something for God while I'm here. Our salvation is nearer because we've lived life. 50 years of sand has run through the hourglass of time in my life from when I trusted Christ as a little boy. I'm nearer to heaven than I was before. The day is at hand, the day of the Lord's return, the day of the return of Jesus Christ, and the shout, come up hither, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Because of that, what should we do? It's time to wake up. It's closer than it ever was. The trumpet sound is closer. It could happen today. Wake up! We're sleepwalking through life. Many folks have the wrong priorities in life. It's time to wake up and say, you know what? What really matters? What's going to matter when I go to heaven? Is it going to matter whether I did this or that or the other? Is it going to matter whether I accumulated this and everybody knew that about me? What's really going to matter? Wake up and say, okay, I've got to reshuffle my priorities. Wake up. You know, there are dark days that we've gone through recently. We could easily get discouraged. May I say this? The day does not determine the work of God. The work of God determines the day. It's not. God is not powerless because it's 2021. God is just as powerful as he always was. The work of God determines the day. It's time for some Christians to say, you know what? I am going to wake up and I'm going to put on the armor of light and I'm going to walk as a child of light and I'm going to go out there in this dark world and I'm going to tell them about Christ. If we would get busy for God, we would pierce the night. We'd pierce the night of this world with the glorious gospel of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4. Hey, those apostles that we read about were studying the book of Acts in Sunday school. I mean, they lived in a dangerous city in Jerusalem. They lived in a dangerous time. Christ had been crucified in Jerusalem. But what did they do? They went and preached the word of God everywhere they went. What was the result? Sometimes they were thrown in prison. What was the result? Sometimes they were executed. What was the result? Sometimes they were beaten. What was the result? Hey, great joy came to the city. What was the result? Thousands were saved. What was the result? Churches were planted. What was the result? You and I received the gospel. Well, that's a pretty good result. Long lasting. If we'd be busy for God and pierce the night of the world with the glorious gospel of Christ, blinded minds would believe. Hey, it's all in that text in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The image of God would shine unto them, and the light that shines in our heart would spread. It's all in there. We don't have time to look at it, but it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, there are two commands to fulfill. Look back at our text. Romans chapter number 13 and verse 12. How many of you ate too much for Christmas? Okay, wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? That's why you can go on a diet January 1st. All those New Year's resolutions. I mean, we had fudge. Everybody else had fudge? Fudge and cookies and chocolate and, yes, cookies that look like chocolate chip cookies. And yes, I do have trust issues. Raisin, oatmeal raisin cookies. They're masquerading as chocolate chip cookies. That's wicked. And we had waffles for Christmas with strawberries on them and whipped cream. That was good. And what else did we have for Christmas? I don't know. Everything. And wonderful time. Now, here's our text. Two things we're supposed to do. Two commands. Look at verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore, what's the next two words? Cast off the works of darkness. And let us do what? Put on the armor of light. So two commands that we are to fulfill. Let us cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. You see, it's a choice that we make. Let us. God's not going to come down and do it for you. Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it? But it wouldn't be our free will. When you trust Christ as your Savior, He gives you the choice still. You have a new nature, but you still have the old nature. Paul wrestled with that in Romans chapter 7, didn't he? He said, I have a desire to do right, and I still have a desire to do wrong. I wish I could conquer that. We can if we choose to. There hath no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Okay, glasses had nothing to do with that. It's memory. Now we're going to another level. All right. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape. I got it. It's there. Just have to dig a little harder. Now, we have a choice to make. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us. It's a choice we must make. If you are not walking in the light, it's your choice. Let us put on the armor of light. Notice, cast off. What does the Bible say we should do with works of darkness? Cast off the works of darkness. Now, it's our choice. God says we should cast them off. I am afraid that God's people have become comfortable participating in the works of darkness. I'm afraid. It's all around us. And it's permeated God's people, and it's permeated the church, and it's permeated our families, and it's permeated our home. We're comfortable participating in the works of darkness. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul gives a very illustrative idea here of having it both ways. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 21. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. He said you can't have it both ways. You can't drink out of two cups at the same time. You can't have God's cup and the devil's cup and be successful with either one. You can't sit at God's table on the devil's table and have it both ways. You can't have the works of darkness and the armor of light and masquerade as a Christian because God said it won't work. Let us cast off the works of darkness. There is little, if any, difference between the children of light today and the children of darkness. And there should be. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And verse number 8. For ye were sometimes, what? Darkness. When were you darkness? When you were lost, right? A lost person is darkness. They have no light. Because who is light? God is light. All right, listen, if you help me out, it'll be a shorter sermon, okay? If you don't, we're going to struggle, okay? Who is light? God is light. When we are in darkness, we were lost. For ye were sometimes darkness before Christ, before you were saved. But now are ye light in the Lord. Now you are light. And the admonition is walk as children of light. You see, a child of light can walk as a child of darkness if they want to, if they wish to. You can walk in sin. That's why God chastens his children. That's why sin is present in so many of God's children. That's why God tells us to confess our sin, because it's a possibility. We can walk in darkness if we want, but why in the world, pray tell me, when you came out of darkness, why in the world would you want to walk back in darkness? Oh, wretched man that I am, Paul said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? It's a death sentence to have that old man of sin chained onto a very graphic picture there. It's before lunch. I won't paint it. But he said, I can walk over there and I can chain on that body of sin again. And I can have all that that disgusting participating in that sin again. Or I can say, Christ unlocked that key. I'm leaving it there and I'm walking in light. Look, if you would, at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Walk as children of light. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. And look at verse number 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. You see the difference between lost and saved? He said, we have God. We know Christ. We're on our way to heaven. We are children of light. We are children of the day. We're not of the night. We're not of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Kind of goes with the other thought, doesn't it? Wake up. Let us not sleep. Let us not be inattentive, walking through life, not knowing what way is up, as do others. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. So here Paul says, listen, you're not in the night anymore. You're not lost anymore. You're not unsaved anymore. You're not a child of the devil anymore. You're a child of God. God is light. He wants you to walk in light. He wants you to do right. He wants you to obey him. He wants you to do what the scripture says. Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Wake up. Jesus is coming. He just got done saying that in chapter 4. The problem is, I'm afraid God's people have become too comfortable participating in the works of darkness. God's people participate in the works of darkness. And Jesus said that he's light and he gave us light. And we are to cast off the works of darkness. The problem is we laugh at the same off-colored humor. And the Bible says we are to cast off the works of darkness. Hey, that funny bone that we used to have when we walked in darkness, that funny bone should be crucified to Christ. And that's not funny anymore. I am not going to walk in the darkness of the dark, sinister, wicked thoughts of wicked, perverted jokes. And it's not funny to have filthy humor. Cast it off. We use the same slang and the same curse words. You know, Christians don't curse, but they kind of get really close. Hey, there's no place in a child of light for darkness. Cast it off. Hey, there's not going to be anything questionable that comes out of these lips. That's what you ought to say. Because I am a child of light, and I'm putting on the armor of light, and that includes what comes out of my mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. We become comfortable with the darkness of this world and the filth of this world and the dark works of this world. We laugh at the same off-color humor. We use the same slang curse words. We listen to the same lyrics and the music as the ungodly world. Hey, listen to me. God has your playlist, and he played it. And you'll answer to him. Oh, I know. Things disappear these days. I understand how that works. You can put stuff on, and whoop, and it's gone. But God saw everything. God listened to everything. And you'll answer to God. I'm going to say this one more time just for the record. The only reason that you have headphones and earphones is because what you listen to is an abomination to the name of Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and is building you a mansion in heaven. Shame on you. Hey, if it's right, let the world hear it. If it's right to hear, let your parents hear it. If it's right to hear, let your spouse hear it. If it's right to hear, play it in your car. If it's wicked and abominable, then put it inside your head. So only God can hear it, but he heard it. I'd like to be an audiologist in about 20 years. You're going to make big bucks. All these blown out eardrums. Listen, we have become comfortable participating in the works of darkness. We have the same wine in our fridge that the unsaved and ungodly have in their fridge. We watch the same filthy movies on our TV that they watch. We hear the same swearing, the same vulgarity, the same nudity we watch, the same drunkenness, the same fornication and adultery. But the only difference is between God's children and the devil's children, the children of light and the children of darkness, is they don't have a fish bumper sticker on the back of their car. It's the only difference. That's the only difference. That's where we live today. Now, I know all of us are different, okay? And we want to be, and we should be. But that's the world in which we're living. Cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. It's time we cast off the works of darkness. Hey, go home and have a casting off party. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Hey, it's in the Bible. Nehemiah came back to the city of Jerusalem, and he said to the priest, I can't believe that you have made a place for Tobiah, the Ammonite, in the house of God. You've given him a room in here, and he's put all of his filth in here, and all of his garbage in here, and all of his pollution in here, and you're the priest, and you ought to know better. And I love this. And it grieved me sore. Therefore, I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. You know what Nehemiah did? He went into the house of God and he threw it all outside. He said, get that junk out of here. Get that sin out of here. Get that wickedness out of here. It has no place in the house of God. Hey, you ought to have a casting off party in your life. You ought to walk into your house and say, does that bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ? If it doesn't, throw it outside. Hey, if you can't control that box that's on your wall, throw it outside. If you can't control that internet, rip it off and throw it outside. If you can't control what comes in your magazines and what comes in your ears, throw it out. Didn't Jesus say about your hand offending you, cut it off? I know it's a little different context, but we ought to have a casting off party. Look what he said. Nehemiah said this. And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore, I chased him from me. Nehemiah said, you know what? We're not going to have these people running around that work darkness. He chased them away. How to have a casting off party. You got to walk in your house and say, does that bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ? If it doesn't, throw it out. Open your fridge. Hey, does that bring glory and honor to Christ? If it doesn't, throw it out. Open your closet. Does that bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ? Throw it out. Well, the garbage man's going to make his money this week. Cast off. Cast off. Notice, the Bible doesn't leave us ignorant either. Look back at our text. Look at Romans chapter 13. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. What are they? Well, they're here in our text. Verse 9, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Remember, this is written to save people. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, look, there's more. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness. We know what those are, right? Not in chambering. That means sharing a bedchamber with somebody you're not married to. That's living together, not being married. That's a sin. Not in chambering and wantonness. Now, there's a word that we just really don't use much anymore. So I wanted to know, because you want to know, you're an inquiring mind. What does that word mean? A Christian is not supposed to live in wantonness. It goes along with the chambering, a sexual sin. Here's what it means. Sexual sins, unrestrained, loose, lewdness, lewd, unchastity, promiscuousness, suggestive physical motion, vulgar dancing, provocative clothing, prostitution, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, pedophilia, obscene and sexual language and pornographic material, filthiness. Welcome to the world in which we live. All in one word. What does the Bible say? Cast it off! Well, I like that. It doesn't matter what you like. It doesn't matter what I like. It matters what God says. Can you imagine standing before God one day? But God, I like that. That's not going to happen. Oh, maybe you're not saved, so you will never stand before God and say that. He'll just say, depart from me, I never knew you. You cannot put on the armor of light. Don't miss this. If you are still wearing the works of darkness, you can't. Cast off the works of darkness. That's the first thing we're supposed to do. Put on the armor of light. Put on the armor of light. Christian, you're not dressed in the morning if you don't put on the armor of light before you leave your house. You are not prepared to meet anyone if you have not put on the armor of light when you start your day. You're not ready for the day without the armor of light. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse number 11. Verse 13 also talks about putting on the whole armor of God. Look at John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Cast off the works of darkness. Some of you need to have a casting off party. Put on the armor of light. You'll never put it on unless you take the other one off. Oh, I know it's comfortable. I know you've been wearing it a long time. It fits right, but it's not right if it's the work of darkness. John chapter 3, verse number 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Here's Jesus talking. He said, if you don't like the light, it's because your deeds are what? I didn't say that. He said that. Your deeds are evil. If you can't come to the light because the light is going to expose you for what you are, then you need to cast off the works of darkness and then come to the light. Not to get saved, but to live for God. You and I need to meet God every morning before we leave our house. To go out into this dark world, put on the armor of light. Come to God in the morning and say, God, get me dressed this morning. What is there that I should cast off before I leave my room? What is there I should cast off before I leave my house? What is there I should cast off before I talk to my family? What is there I should cast off before I go to work and go to school? Trim your lamps and let your light brightly shine. What did Jesus say? Matthew chapter 5. Ye are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hey, those works that we do ought not to be works of darkness. That glorifies Satan. That glorifies the devil. Why in God's name would you want to do that? Why would you want to glorify Satan and glorify his works? Cast them off. You're the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. Let's look at one more. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Oh, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Christmas is over. 1 Peter chapter 2. Hey, can I have this mic? All right. Just waking up, Brother Phil. We love you, Brother Phil. Verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. Hey, you know what? I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you? Sure beats being lost. I'm going to heaven. Jesus is my Savior. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. I'm going up when the trumpet sounds. I'm going to spend eternity in heaven. If I die first, guess what? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Wow. Don't cry. Don't even cry for me. If my body's laying here next week, don't even cry. Say, man, he got there first. Cry for my wife. She's going to miss me. He got there first. She'll marry somebody who has more money. Not anybody who's better looking, all right? Look at verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of what? Darkness into what? His marvelous light. Hey, God called you. Too much Christmas katana. God called you out of darkness. Why would you want to go back into darkness? Who is the prince of darkness? God is light. If we're saved, we're to walk as children of light. Why would you want to go back in darkness? It makes no sense to God either. You should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow, what a thought. Let me give you five thoughts. We have zero time to devote them, but here are some five thoughts. Number one, what does light do? We are to put on the armor of light. Number one, light disinfects. There's a saying, goes like this, sunlight is the best disinfectant. You know what sunlight does? It kills germs. Hey, your grandmother had a great idea when she hung the laundry out in the sunshine. You know what it does? It kills germs. UV light is used in hospitals. They used to use it to kill the tuberculosis back in the day when that was raging. You know what they found out now? They found out if they use UV light in hospitals to disinfect, it even kills COVID-19. Wow. Now, I don't know to what degree. I'm not saying you should go out and get ultraviolet light and just go around your house, right? Pastor said to do it. We all got COVID and we died, okay? I'm not responsible, okay? Study it. But the studies I read said it kills some of those germs. What is it? Light? It's not Lysol. It's not bleach. It's light. Hey, think about that in a spiritual context. If you're walking in the light, guess what it's going to do? It's going to disinfect a lot of sin in your life. Because you can't walk in light and walk in darkness at the same time. So how do you take care of it? You know, my preacher said something one time. It was amazing. A lady came and said, I can't have a problem with lying all the time. How do I stop lying? He said, that's easy. Tell the truth. Right? Hello? Right? If you're busy telling the truth, you ain't telling a lie. How do I avoid the works of darkness? Get over on the side where you're walking with the armor of light and it takes care of itself. Number one, light disinfects. Number two, light divides from darkness. Hey, if you're walking in the light, you're not going to have all those things of darkness. They're going to take care of themselves because the light divides. Hey, when it's 12 o'clock noon and the sun is up, guess what? There's a few shadows around, but I don't stumble. It's not dark. It's light. The sun is bright and it's daylight. Everything is glowing. Walk with the armor of light. Number three, light. Hey, think about an airplane, Brother Gus. Light declares your position. It declares your position. Hey, Breaker 19, where are you? All of a sudden, poof, the lights are on, right? And those planes come into the runway. You know what they do? They turn on those lights. Poof, where's the plane? I can see it. It's got a blip on there. Blip, blip, blip. But guess what? We got the lights on. It declares your position. Hey, when I'm walking with the armor of light, people don't have to say, I wonder, are you a Christian? I'm declaring my position. I'm walking with the armor of light. And I'm letting everybody know I'm not undercover. I'm not a spy for Jesus. It declares your position. An airplane, a ship. How about this on the highway? You ever follow somebody and all of a sudden they didn't have their taillights on? And you get right up on them, you're like, ah! I'm always careful with that because there was a gang initiation in Lawrence a few years ago. Who's from Lawrence, okay? Yeah, they'd leave their lights off. And when you blink the lights, they would attack you, right? They would say, that's the one, that was an initiation to get it. How do I know that? Never mind. But you see somebody, they're driving without their lights on, and you're thinking, Why don't you have your lights on? I can't see you out on the light declares your position. Number four, light dispels the darkness. Did you ever light a candle and all of a sudden the darkness went and put it out? You ever turn on a flashlight and the darkness just came? Never happens. Every time you light a candle, you can see what's in the room. Every time you flip on a light switch, you can see what's around you. Every time you turn on a flashlight, poof, God said, let there be light. Light dispels the darkness. Number five, light. Think of a lighthouse. Light delivers lost souls. Hey, why aren't lost souls being saved? Because Christians are living with the darkness and the works of darkness, and they're not putting on the armor of light, and people are dying wholesale and going to hell out there. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Light delivers lost souls. Let your light so shine before men that they can glorify your Father which is in heaven. Maybe this morning you need to have a casting off party. Well, you know, it's just a little bit, but you know what? A little bit turns into a lot, doesn't it? Yeah, try that with the mold on the cream cheese, right? Yeah, just a little bit. It's just a little bit. Yeah, just cut it off, okay? And then throw it away. Just a little bit. It's not bad. It's blue cheese now. Just a little bit. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Oh, it's just a little bit. Yeah. Hey, can you imagine that? You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, listen, Mr. Carlson, you ate all that fudge. You got diabetes, man. Your toes are turning blue. I had this thing yesterday. Zaps your feet. That was amazing. And your toe is turning blue. You're going to lose your toe. And all of a sudden, then they said, well, your foot is in danger here. And then it goes up to your knee. And boy, if you don't take care of that, you're going to lose your whole leg. If you don't take care of it, you're going to lose your life. And yet we play around with the works of darkness. Let them not be once named among you. All right, we got to stop. Casting off, putting on. Do you know Christ as your Savior? Let's pray. Father, pray that this morning you'd help us to wake up. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us wake up. Look around us and see our salvation is nearer than when we believed. We're getting older. We're getting closer to heaven. Our time is almost up. What will we have to show for it? Are we slumbering in our Christian life? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. This morning, Christian, maybe you need to wake up and live for what's really important. Maybe this morning you need to cast off. Get some junk out of your life. Do some house cleaning. As a little kid, we had a church in Michigan, and we had a sin-burning party. It was amazing what people brought. I don't even know what it was. They brought all kinds of boxes of stuff. Man, that fire burned half the night. They threw that stuff out. The environmental people would have gone nuts. But you know what? God was pleased. Hey, they did that in the book of Acts, didn't they? They brought all their witchcraft books, and they burned them. They said, we are not going back there. We are not going back to the works of darkness. We're going to walk as children of light. Cast off. Hey, maybe there's something you need to cast off. You know what it is. You know where it is. God rang your bell this morning. Do something about it. Number three, you need to put on the armor of light and walk worthy of the blood of Christ that was shed for you. Maybe this morning you're here and you have to do business with God as a Christian. Do that this morning. In just a moment, we'll stand to our feet. In just a moment, the piano will play. Maybe you're here this morning, you don't know Christ as your Savior. You're not sure heaven is your home. If you were to die today, yeah, your body would go into the cemetery. But where would your soul go? Well, I don't know. Well, you better know. Because when it gets there, you can't change it. Well, I'm going to come back as a cat or a bug. Or you're not. It is appointed on a man once to die, and after this, the judgment. You need to take care of it today. If you're not sure you're going to heaven, if there's never been a time in your life where you personally ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and rely and trust only in him by grace through faith, you need to take care of that before it's too late. Yesterday was Christmas. Our Christmas dinner was interrupted by someone in the neighborhood that died 51 years old. 51. They died. Somebody in the family had to go take care of that. But that person didn't wake up, hey, what am I going to do for Christmas? Oh, I think I'll die. No. But it happens. 51. Maybe you're here this morning and say, Pastor, I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. Would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up? I'll see it. I'll pray for you. I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. Would you pray for me? I've never trusted Christ. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. The piano will play. Child of God, why don't you come? Maybe you need to wake up. Maybe you need to put on the armor of love.